This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There have been overnight coronavirus cases in South Korea, dozens traced to a Seoul entertainment district, and 2,100 nightclubs and other leisure establishments have been ordered to shut down. The mayor of Seoul says efforts are being made to contact nearly 2,000 people who had been at three different nightclubs this week and could have been exposed to the virus, as South Korea tries to contain the new surge. The death toll among COVID-19 cases in the country is 256, with close to 11,000 cases. Social distancing in South Korea was eased when the number of new cases was less than 10 for five consecutive days. That ended this week. In Germany, there have been virus outbreaks at three animal slaughterhouses, two in the western part of the country, another in the north. At one place alone, 180 workers have reported and tested positive for COVID-19. Local officials are charged with working to stem any new spread, part of a plan for Germany to gradually ease pandemic restrictions. It has lost 7,500 lives to the virus to this point. In Pakistan today, shops and other businesses are being allowed to reopen despite a large-scale move-up in COVID-19 cases, 1,600, bringing the total to about 27,500 with 618 fatalities. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan explains the government cannot support millions of families that depend on daily wages. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivers a nationwide address tomorrow and is expected to talk about how and when the UK will be able to ease its lockdown. The country's environment minister says there will be no dramatic overnight change. Britain is second only to the United States in the number of lives lost to the pandemic, more than 31,000. In Italy, after more than 2 months of lockdown, this is the first weekend people have been allowed out for more than just work and necessities, and springtime crowds have turned out in Rome and other cities. More news at voanews.com online. This is VOA News. In Spain, health authorities plan to allow the reopening of regions where hospitals have demonstrated a readiness to handle a potential second wave of coronavirus infections. Spain is one of the world's largest COVID-19 death tolls, officially put at 26,299. Globally, the coronavirus pandemic has claimed more than 275,000 lives, with a number of cases approaching 4 million. The figures come from a Johns Hopkins University running tally. Here in the U.S., dozens of states are modifying or removing pandemic restrictions, this despite rising death tolls in many areas of the country and without a grand strategy for how to move ahead. The Associated Press reports that a set of proposed reopening guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control was put on the shelf by the White House at the highest level. The advisory was put together by President Donald Trump's coronavirus task force and is designed to help business owners, faith leaders, educators, and state and local officials to carry out reopening plans with safety as a key. The AP says only after an earlier report this week did the Trump administration order that parts of the CDC advisory be given a fast track for approval. On the question of restarting the American economy, unemployment numbers are exerting strong pressure to quickly move away from stay-at-home orders. Joblessness in the U.S. has reached Great Depression levels. April saw 20.5 million people lose work, and unemployment reached 14.7%. There is widespread belief the actual figures may be much higher, since people who gave up looking for work are not counted as unemployed. The argument for caution is implicit in coronavirus numbers. Close to 1.3 million COVID-19 cases in the United States and more than 77,000 lives lost. But there is good news from the state of New York, where over 26,000 people have been lost to the virus, including another 228 in the latest daily report. But hospital admissions, the use of ventilators, and new cases continue their declines. Among those who have tested positive for COVID-19 in the U.S., a personal White House valet to President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting today that fully a third of all pandemic deaths in the United States have occurred in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities for older people. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, says governments are facing the biggest challenge since the end of the Second World War, triggered by the outbreak of the coronavirus. Borrell says it is shaking the foundations of our societies and exposing the vulnerabilities of the most fragile communities. He's called on the international community to tackle inequalities and uphold human rights everywhere. Russian President Vladimir Putin has marked Victory Day, the anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. The celebration in Moscow was muted by the pandemic. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.